Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. It's Leanne and Garwin Lenander. We're going to give our phone numbers quickly because we always forget. Leanne?
651-365-5000.
And 651-436-3997. We'll give them again. Leanne, we're going to talk about money today. Now, that's surprising. We don't talk about money very often, do we?
That's why it's called the Wise Money Show.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay.
Right.
All right. But today, the game's in your ballpark. We're going to talk about investing.
We've been talking a lot of different kinds of topics, and the one topic we haven't covered a lot lately is investing. It's been kind of an exciting year. It's been going up, going down, going way up, way down. I mean, we've seen the S&P and the Dow, et cetera, flying high and then falling. And so what we're going to discuss today is basically investing, spreading your risk, and the different investment choices you have.
Now, what do you mean by spreading your risk, Leanne?
Talking about spreading your risk means you're going to look at different investments. Different investments have different risk areas to them. For instance, if you go just into individual stocks, that's fine, but they're a little bit riskier than if you go into mutual funds and ETFs. So when you look at your age, you look at what you do for a living, you look at your life expectancy, you look at how aggressive or conservative you feel you need to be, you are spreading it out among different investments.
And that's very important, that last part that you said about your own thoughts, because some people just cannot stand to have risk.
That's right. And so you've got to be very, very careful as to what kind of investment you're going to go into.
You don't want to let somebody talk you into doing something risky that you can't sleep at night.
Like limited partnerships?
Like limited partnerships or whatever, those kinds of things, yes.
That's right. In fact, let's just talk about, for instance, individual stocks. When we talk about individual stocks, there's all kinds of individual stocks out there. If you go into one stock and you put all your money in one stock and something happens to that sector, for instance, energy, if you put all your money into Chevron and ExxonMobil and that's it, you're going to take on a lot more risk than if you put some there and some in other areas too. Sectors you have to be very, very careful about. And sectors become very, very hot. When I'm talking about being hot, we know that oil, coal, gas, etc. were really hot, and so those individual stocks were really great.
Railroads were a prime example of that. Four years ago, railroads were really hot. Now railroads are hurting.
That's
not because the railroads are unable to do what they said they were going to do. Railroads are hurting because the oil isn't moving. So something else happened, and now the railroads are getting bit.
Let's just say you bought Chevron as an example back in 2006, and the share price was like $97. All at once, it exploded. Now, if you look at Chevron, it's like at $97.98.
Oh, big raise.
As an example. So it depends upon what you're looking at. You have to be comfortable with the sector you go into too, but you have to understand that sector. And when you look at companies like GE, General Mills, GE is a huge stock. They go into all different kinds of areas, so you're spreading your risk with that one
stock.
Even
with that one stock, that's right.
But you're not getting into a sector, and that is the big thing. You're not getting into a sector. With a sector, that simply means you're going into one area of the economy,
let's take oil or gas.
All
right, oil, gas, railroads, what else?
Correct.
Food.
Food is another one.
Transportation, of course, would be a part of that.
Right.
So those are sectors.
That's right. Or you're looking at the clothing area or, for instance, like the Walmarts. You're getting into certain areas. even Disney is like almost a sector, except it's
a big one.
Yeah. It's a big one. But that's entertainment, but it's going into all different other areas. So you have to be careful. You have to be comfortable with the stock that you're going to buy. And it should be probably a stock you understand and you know, because then if it goes through the ups and downs, you're not going to feel so bad. Think about people who went into Apple when it first came out and it took off and it really went up and up and up. And all at once, we had a correction in Apple and it fell and it fell and it fell. And then it got itself straightened around and now it is moving along nicely again. So that's the thing that we're looking at when we talk about buying one stock or one sector. You have to spread your risk, and you have to look at other things involved in your investments.
Let's just define risk, Leanne. What do you mean by risk in terms of the stock?
When you're looking at risk, what can you put up with as far as what will happen to that particular stock? If it goes up, if it goes down, can you tolerate the adjustments it'll make? You are taking risk with your money because you can lose it as well as you can make it. And that's the risk. Can you tolerate the losses?
When I talk to my prospects or my clients about annuities, I talk about being able to sleep at night.
That's right. You have to be able to sleep at night.
Because if you're laying there thinking, you know, I put my money here and I'm afraid I'm going to lose it, then you shouldn't have it there because you're not sleeping and it's not fit for what your desires are.
And there's another way of categorizing risk, too. You can categorize it by large caps, mid caps, small caps, international. In other words, there you're talking about categories. If you put all of your money in a large cap mutual fund, for instance, you are spreading your risk within that fund, but you are sticking to something that's much more conservative because they're all the big companies and you might want dividends. You might want income. So that's where you would go. If you move up a category, like to mid-cap, that's taking on a little bit more risk, but it's kind of the sweet spot between small caps and large caps. You're kind of sitting in the middle there. Small caps, you're taking on a lot more risk because those small companies might die.
And that's right. You might lose the whole thing. That's right.
You're a step above small cap, but not as conservative as large cap by going with mid cap. But you have to understand there is a difference between these different categories. And when you look at international, that means everything overseas. When you look at global, that means the U.S. is involved. If you look at emerging markets, well, there you get into a whole different ballgame because these are countries that are coming forward and they're emerging and it's exciting, but eventually they may have their bad days and their good days.
Or they may have their bad years.
And we have been having some bad times lately since China started having problems. It affected these countries that were emerging and moving forward.
When you sit down with a prospect or a client, Leanne, and you plan out a portfolio and they say, I got X number of dollars, I don't know where to put it. Do you go through all of those kinds of situations? Or how do you ascertain what you should put them in?
First of all, you do look at your age. You do look at your investment situation as far as your education in those different areas. You look at the money that they have available, and you look at what they want that money to do. So you have to look at their goals and objectives. When people come in and they want to sit down and they want to discuss their situation, they already have some goals and objectives generally in mind. If they're older, they're going to be looking at stability. They'll probably be looking at income. They'll be looking at growth along with, and by that I mean appreciation, but also income. They're going to be looking at the longevity of their own situation and what their family has been like. And they're going to look at their background. Are they used to investing? If they're not used to investing, it's going to be very difficult for them to go into anything very risky because the markets do go up and they do go down.
Again, there's sleepless nights.
That's right. And you don't want to have to worry about, am I going to sleep all night and worry about losing some money?
The one thing that you must be different than when you first started investing with your clients that has taken over in investing for people is the longevity. Explain a little bit about
longevity. Longevity means how long you're going to live. Okay. In other words, people are living longer, and as they're living longer, they've got to stretch their dollars further. So in the beginning, and this is what's happening with some of the younger people. The younger people are actually pretty conservative because they've seen some terrible things happen with the markets. But the thing is, you should be aggressive when you're younger because you have a lot of time in which to let those different investments grow.
Let those dollars grow.
And when you get older, your time is more limited. So you have to consider your age and how long your family history, longevity is, and what kind of a retirement you want. Do you want to retire now? Do you want to work forever? Do you want to travel? Do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? And so you have to be sure you understand how you're setting up your whole portfolio.
When I think about longevity, I think about being raised on the farm. And most of the neighbors had died by the time they were 70. Most of the neighbor men had died by the time they were 70, 75. They were all gone. And now we've got lots of friends who are 75 and older. I have a brother who's turning 90 now. It's longevity is a major player now when you plan out your financial future.
Yes.
Very important.
That's correct. One of the things, too, is we have some new categories out there, like we have exchange-traded funds, and that has become very popular. With exchange-traded funds, you are dealing with trading during the day. You buy and sell during the day, just
like
you do
fund?
A stock. Well, exchange-traded funds falls indexes. Mutual funds, they generally are managed by somebody.
Well, no, I'm talking about how they're traded.
But that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, okay.
With an exchange-traded fund, they trade during the day. With a mutual fund, you have a portfolio manager, and that portfolio manager buys and sells for the individual and will buy and sell the different stocks inside or bonds, whatever. And as they buy and sell these stocks and bonds, since they're doing the buying and the selling, it doesn't settle till the end of the day, which means you're not going to know the price until the next day. With an exchange-traded fund, you buy it at such and such a time, you find out immediately, just like buying a stock, and you find out immediately what that price is. Now, exchange-traded funds follow indexes. They don't have that portfolio manager turning them over or changing it. It'll follow an index like the S&P 500. Well, mutual funds have S&P 500 too, but they have a portfolio buying and selling those 500s, and therefore they're being very, very careful. They understand what's going on. But with the ETF, nobody plays around with it. It follows an index.
Like an index annuity that follows an index.
You could say that.
Yeah, well, it does. Okay. Leanne, let's give our phone number before we run out of time here.
Mine is 651-365-5000.
Mine is 651-436-3997. You were going to say something, Leanne?
Well, I was going to say, when you go in to see an advisor, no matter who you see, be sure that you have all of your assets down so you know what you've got. And when that advisor questions you, they're going to ask you questions. What's your goals? What's your objectives? What's your risk tolerance? How aggressive do you want to be? How conservative do you want to be? Because that's what they're going to guide you into as far as the type of
the sector or where you're going to put
the investments
where the
money's going to go. Choose, yes. And they guide you through that. And when the market falls, just understand that's what the market is going to do. And when the market goes up, you're going to cheer. When it's going to fall, you're going to be upset. But that's part of what's going on with the investing.
Thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show. Join us again next week. We'll have some more interesting topics.
Experience counts now more than ever when it's time to trust your finances to someone else. Experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLVB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at KLBBRadio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.